Okay, here we go. Hour two, going over to England to talk to Tim Riefat. Last time we talked about mind control, mass mind control, individual mind control. Tim brought the term wet works to cover the field of mind control, which ever since Delgado in the 50s has been refined further and further to become really a science and an art, not some kind of a fly-by-night guessworks kind of a thing. The idea of people in groups being controlled in countries around the world is something that I think many people have learned to accept as real. They just don't understand how exacting it is. That's the big issue. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. So where are we? MI5, MI6, the Indian Secret Service, the Pakistani ISI, they all use the same techniques. There are no secrets. These things are not the province of just the West. They are a worldwide phenomenon, correct?
Yeah, and they were developed by the Tavistock Institute in London, which runs all the psychiatrists. And we know that Cameron, who was a psychiatrist in Canada, was the tip of the iceberg when he locked up patients in morgue meat lockers for months at a time after giving them colon bag after blocking their colons off. And we know that the psychiatric profession has been running massive mind control torture programs, especially in Europe and America. And we know that many of the mental patients have been used for developing this control of the wetware, which is the human being. And of course, they had to do some wet work, which in the CIA is going around and
killing people.
But of course, wet work in terms of Tavistock was initially done by Cameron and the rest of the psychiatric profession in the 50s as lobotomies. Those of you who are film buffs will have seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest, where Jack Nicholson gets a full frontal lobotomy, and it turns him from a rebellious criminal who thinks he can escape the system by getting sectioned, into a docile Western wage slave who wouldn't say boo to a goose, which actually describes the population, the younger population at least, under 40, who of course meekly give away all their wealth, their future, their chances of employment, and their children's and children's children's future, all to the Jewish bankers in Wall Street and the Scottish Rite Freemason bankers in London. In my day, we took to the streets and we had armed insurrection. Remember, in Paris, there was armed insurrection by students. In the early 80s, we had massive, violent armed insurrection in Britain with a miners' strike against the police, which, of course, MI5 were at the forefront of. But suddenly, after that, we produced generation and then another generation of docile sheep who, like Jack Nicholson, have displayed the same characteristics as if they had a full frontal lobotomy. To explain to the listener what a full frontal lobotomy is, we strap you to a operating table. We then get a needle. We shove it into your into the occipital cavity, which is...
It goes up under the eyebrow.
Exactly. We then stick the needle into the, not popping the eye, but through the... through the thin bone there,
breaks through
into the cerebral cortex, and we then move it around and turn your cerebral cortex, that's the front part of the brain that does higher mentation, into scrambled eggs. Then we get the needle, we go into the other eye, and then do it to the other part of your cerebral cortex. Now, if I stated to one of these people under 40 that they'd actually had a milder version of this done to them by the Tavistock Institute and, of course, the Western industrial military complex. They go, "You're a nutter." But in fact, they have. Now, how this was done was that they found out that if you start having a baby and you hit it in its cerebral cortex, the front part of the brain, give it massive trauma, this child will grow up to display non-authority obeying characteristics. So in fact, trauma to the front of the head is indicative of what the Rothschild secret police would call sociopathic behavior. We know that in the West now, we have anti-sociopathic behavior, basically slave mentality to authority, where the Western population daren't do anything but mumble and grumble about the Jewish and Scottish Rite Freemason bankers robbing them into total penury and slavery. But in my day, the students would have been on the street having armed battles with the police and burning, bankers' buildings, etc., etc. Look at some of the old footage of the student riots in France, and have a look at some of the footage of the miners' riots in Britain to see the difference between a human being like myself and Jeff, who are old or older, and you young people who have been turned into these docilized, lobotomized, authority-obeying robots. Now, how is it done? Well, in fact, the baby has its cerebral cortex wired in the first 5 years. That's when the neuronal map is actually laid down.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this neuronal map is dominated by giving away your authority to the mother figure and the father figure. Hence, Britain has built this nanny state, and in America, you've got your father state with your master, Obama, giving complete orders over this slave American who's giving away all his money to the Jewish bankers over there, and there's no riots on the street. They're docilely doing it. Now, what they found was that this neuronal network, the front part of the brain, could be scrambled by something called television. Why is that? Well, when a child watches television, the brain stress system, which is the reptilian brain, which is on the brainstem on the top of your spinal cord, and the locus coeruleus, then gives signals to your hypothalamus in the limbic system, which then gives signals to your pituitary gland, which then releases ACTH, which then goes to the adrenals and then floods your body with cortisol. So when you watch television, your brain is tricked into thinking that when you watch action films, it's a life or a death situation,
right.
So you're constantly in a state of stress. This causes the cerebral cortex, where you stick the needle in if you're a psychiatrist, to be constantly stressed. And every time a neuron fires, calcium is pumped from the inside of the cell to the outside. And since cells are tiny, they only contain a small amount of calcium and take time to recharge. Now, if they're constantly stressed by watching television, then this causes a deterioration in the front part of the brain, the cerebral cortex, meaning that the wetware can't think as well as it should do. So you could call this the first step in the non material lobotomy, or call it remote lobotomies. And in fact, I'm one of the few people that didn't watch television until the age of 12. So in fact, I escaped my you know, the first stage of the lobotomy, because of course doctors.
Well, it is. Yeah. Hold on, Tim. We have to take a break. But quite well stated. You did escape the first stage of the lobotomy by not watching television. Hold on. We'll be right back. About the techniques and technology of mind control. That's a particularly grotesque way to do it, with a needle. Are they doing that very often anymore, Tim? Or is that older technology?
You can't tell what happens in psychiatric hospitals because they've got these secret facilities where Tavistock does its experiments.
So you're saying is...
In British prisons,
right.
They're experimenting on the prisoners. I was told... by a prisoner that in the hospital block under Leicester Prison, they were docilizing rogue prisoners who wouldn't obey the rules and turning them into Jack Nicholson zombies. So in the British prison system, it seems to be endemic. And of course, once these people are turned into wetware zombies, they're not going to complain because they haven't got the capability.
Right.
So, of course, yes, it's highly widespread. It's done in, you know, all over Britain, run by the Tavistock Institute, which, of course, runs all the psychiatrists. So, in fact, the new brand of torturers in the Western states are the psychiatrists. And, of course, we know that... these lobotomies...
Say that again, Tim.
What they found out was the early brain trauma to the frontal part of
Tim, hold on a second. Can you hear me? You said something very important about psychiatrists.
Yep.
Would you repeat that? What
the
you said about...
Psychiatrists are the modern-day torturers in the Western state, and that anyone that is a dissident... is always sectioned as standard operating procedure. I was told by a close friend that when I published my my book on remote viewing, this was such a danger to national security that he got a visitor because he used to work for MI4, which is the basically the largest branch of British intelligence, which deals with all aspects of British society. It runs the judiciary. Tavistock is part of MI4. Business is part of MI4. Basically, the infrastructure of the country is run by MI4, and it's the largest branch of the UK intelligence service. He got one. I gave him the manuscript because he was a friend to hold just in case my house burned down. And he got visited by an officer from Naval Intelligence, which of course. Isn't something mentioned. That's not MI5 or MI6. And of course, naval intelligence would be terrified of remote viewing because you can find the submarine. And of course, with him came an officer from the Tavistock Institute, a psychiatrist. And of course, he warned me that the British government wished to section me. And of course, once they had me, to torture me, get out all the information, and turn me into one of these docilated zombies. And the British government has been determined since 1996 to carry out that procedure. So within the West, you don't get, if you're someone of importance, you don't get carted off to prison because you get released from prison. No, you go to special psychiatric prisons, hospitals, where anything can be done to you. And of course, you never get released until the psychiatrists say you can get released. So the psychiatric hospital and psychiatrists are the new Spanish Inquisition of the Zionist Empire. And of course, once you're in their clutches, you get physically tortured, your brain gets damaged, reprogrammed, and they never let you out in case of high-profile people like myself who have got so much information it's a danger to national security. And of course, Cameron in the 50s, a Canadian psychiatrist, experimented with putting large voltages through the brains of the psychiatric victims. This is still done in psychiatric hospitals. They strap you down and give electric shock torture to your brain. This, of course, as you may guess, is a massive, massive off-the-scale kick for the brain stress system, which goes completely off the scale. And, of course, you keep zapping the brain, and it gives the brain, damages it, and, of course, we get the lobotomy being done not with needles but with electricity. So you can imagine what the American military gets up in to do in its Polish super torture prison, which Russia today has been documenting. This sort of stuff, direct electrocution of the brain in order to lobotomize the victim. And then the lobotomized victim is a docilated zombie who can be told to say they carried out 9/11, or that they're a man from Mars, or that the Rothschild Jews are the savior of the world and we should have a one-world UN government and all the nuclear weapons under the control of the Rothschild Jew. You name it, you can get it. And, of course, they wanted to do this to the general public. Now, what they found was that if you could amplify the television effect, if you could get the young child sitting in front of a TV screen mm-hmm. for not a few hours, but many hours, and if you could ramp up the action to the point where the brain stress system in the child was linked up to the cerebral cortex, a feedback loop, basically, higher mentation was linked with the ritual stress. Then, of course, what you could do would be to lobotomize the brain, have a medium-scale lobotomy, and then link up all higher mentation in the cerebral cortex to the reptilian brain, which, of course, only deals with ritualistic behavior and submission and dominance behavior. Now, this could be done, thankfully, with ramping up the television effect with something called computer games. These computer games have massive amounts of action nonstop,
right.
And the child carries them out, which needs the cerebral cortex, for hour after hour, day after day, week after week, year after year.
And we all do realize, those of us who study this issue, that the computer games, so-called child computer games, are designed and programmed
exactly.
by the same people who do the military
yep.
simulation killing exercise programs. Same people. So,
and
there you go.
They are designed to give the child what I would call a medium-scale lobotomy, the same as if its brain was hooked up to an electric shock machine in a psychiatric torture prison.
Got it. Very good. Stand by just a couple minutes. Another interesting disclosure of the process by Tim Refat. We will be right back in just a couple of minutes to continue our second half hour with Tim next. Refat, back with Tim Refat. All right, Tim, go right ahead.
Of course, the computer game has rigid rules which the wetware has to obey, so the wetware becomes indoctrinated to become a rule-playing automaton following the rules. So, in fact, all the wetware that has played computer games for long periods of time automatically will obey the rules laid down by the game, and this gets linked up with the ritualistic behavior programming of the detonator of the brain stress system, and that means that authority obeying the rules will not fire the brain stress system, and not obeying the rules and being against authority will cause a massive flare-up of the brain stress system. So you can think of it as deeply wired aversion therapy to going against the authority, the game master, the Jewish banker, the Scottish Rite Freemason banker. So you ingrain complete docility, not in your peer group, but in the authority figures, be it the secret police who taser you to death, the Inland Revenue IRS who steal all your wealth and give it to the Jewish bankers, or the Jewish Prime Minister Cameron, or the mulatto messiah of the Jewish bankers, Obama. All of these will be totally obeyed by the wetware. And of course, we know that
if I can make another suggestion for a corollary, the burgeoning, exploding use of hunter-killer drones by what we really have to deal with in terms of operator controllers are just kids who are playing video games.
Exactly.
Is absolutely
become wetware. So-called zombie wetware of the Zionist genocidal killing machine.
Right.
So you can think of them as just plugged-in wetware that instead of having a silicon hardware to run your weapon systems, you've got wetware to run your weapon systems. They are just simple bits of wetware which are used by the military-industrial complex, and of course there is no higher mentation in this wetware because all of the higher mentation has been lobotomized by the processing operating computer games for all of its young and adult life. And to further reinforce this, the work of Dr. Gerald Adelman found that neuronal networks in the brain constantly evolve and rewire themselves. And of course, if you have year after year the wetware playing video games, then of course this neuronal rewiring, which means the brain gets older and wiser, does not occur, and of course you get the childlike total obedience to mother and father, which of course is the Obama or the Cameron or the Rothschild or the FBI or Homeland
also,
Security.
Also, Tim, the childlike unlimited indulgence of itself. It can't
exactly.
Stop.
Yes. You find that anyone under 40 is displaying baby-like characteristics of me, 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 look at me, I'm wonderful, babbling on to its peer group in baby talk. And people like myself who haven't been turned into these wetware zombies look upon under 40 wetware as complete automatons with no higher mentation operating. They are stuck in the baby child mentation because they've had their lobotomies. And we take this further if you go to the high-end lobotomies, where you have, in fact, the use of implants, which Delgado and MKUltra started, In the 50s,
we're America. Really, we really are past the era of implants. People keep talking about microchip implants. That's really old technology.
Exactly, it's very primitive. And what it does, these preparatory sets, which actually are the patterns for a human doing something, can be programmed into an implant. They actually experimented with RF ones, where you broadcast the signal and the RF implant amplifies it, just like the tags on your Walmart shopping. They then went to small little nuclear isotope powered ones, which gave the implanted victim cancer. And then they thought, well, we can't go around operating on all the victims. I mean, the British have been putting these implants into the nose and ears of prisoners, rogue prisoners, in their facilities, and Tavistock have been experimenting with that. But what wouldn't it be better if we could somehow get the implant externalized? So that was the design specification of something called a mobile phone, and these mobile phones can actually act as broadcasters of preparatory sets to control the brain. And of course they control the brain stress system, in that microwaves under Dr. Ross Ady, under the Pandora Project in the 60s, found that microwaves caused calcium efflux. Basically, when wetware is stressed, for example, you put a cattle prod up its anus, its brain stress system will go into overload, and the cells in the brain will release their calcium content into their surroundings, which causes the brain to fire. So in fact, if you can cause the brain to fire continually, this is similar to having a Tavistock torturer psychiatrist strap you down and place electrodes on your brain and then send massive voltages through your brain. Instead of doing this in a few minutes or seconds in a Tavistock British psychiatric torture prison, you can do it on a much slower basis by use of a mobile phone, which has exactly the same effect.
Very good point. Mm-hmm.
The mobile phone causes the cells in your brain to release calcium. It's called calcium efflux, which is the same effect as if a Tavistock torturer had linked you up to an electric shock machine. But of course, the effect is not as heightened as that. But remember, you have the mobile phone to your head a lot longer than a few seconds in a Tavistock torture prison. So, of course, the effect is more pronounced in a mobile phone, in that it is used throughout the day. And, of course, even if it's on your person, it's still acting on your brain. It's still broadcasting. So in fact, you've got this medium level lobotomy not being done on you in one sharp, short burst, but in a 24/7 or 12-hour.
Right, no. It's much easier to embed at great depth by doing it slowly.
Exactly. And this, of course, causes the medium scale lobotomy of the population who use mobile phones. So yet again, I don't have a mobile phone and don't use a mobile phone.
Very good. All right, stand by, Tim. We shall continue with the conversation after this very short timeout. Okay, I'm back with Tim. Now, I guess the overview of this is that these kinds of, well, slaves, robots, zombies are common. They're used with great specificity on certain operations, but in the larger sense, they do reflect the essence of the masses. who are part and parcel of the same process.
And exactly. What I'm saying is there's been a change in humanity with the advent of this new technology, which has turned them into lobotomized wetware, when in fact they don't have access to higher mentation. This, of course, is seen in the UK and US, where chemistry and physics departments have to close because the wetware student isn't sufficiently intelligent enough to be able to get a degree in physics or chemistry, and of course has to go into something which will follow its low-level emotional peak mentality. So of course it's got to be something like media or management or economics, all of these so-called theatrical degrees, where in fact they can all be linked to emotional stimuli, economics, to money, greed, what I'll do when I get my money, the media, which of course is look at me, how wonderful I am, and look at what I can create, and of course all the arts degrees, which by definition are linked up to these emotional low-mentation mentalities, but the so-called abstract, non-emotional pursuits, such as physics and chemistry, that they are becoming something that the docilated, zombieized, lobotomized Western wetware is incapable of carrying out because of the Tavistock procedures. This, of course, has been augmented with the microwave transmitters, which are in all parts of the West. It has also been augmented with the digital TV network, where, in fact, a scientist called Bienveniste found that electromagnetic radiation in the 0 to 20,000 hertz range, which if it was longitudinal radiation, we you call sound, but if it's electromagnetic, that's transverse. So instead of oscillating backwards and forwards like sound, it oscillates up and down and from left to right in phase space. This radiation can be used to activate all biological processes, because every biochemical process in the body has its electromagnetic key. So in fact, instead of giving someone diazepam or thorazine, you can just broadcast the frequency for this into them. And in fact, the preparatory sets can actually be broadcast by this method. And in fact, if you could get the televisions and the Wi-Fi in the homes to have this capability, then of course that not only would give you the capability to lobotomize by constantly causing the brain of the wetware to be in calcium efflux, which of course is the basis of the Tetra police communication system, which has turned the British police
into you have that in the UK,
totally lobotomized wetware. And of course this has the or had the calcium resonance frequency embedded in it to make it total lobotomy. But if you can actually have the televisions acting as antenna for this 0 to 20,000 hertz Bienveniste electrochemical control, you can then start to control all the chemical processes in the brain of the wetware via having long chain transmitters in the television screens. This, of course, needs a lot of bandwidth. So, of course, you have to change the nature of television from analog to digital, because you can't put this amount of information into a transmitter in the television screen with analog signals, because it simply hasn't got the bandwidth. You have to go to digital frequencies. So, in fact, One can see that the digital changeover in the West has been to put these electrochemical control systems for the wetware in place in all the homes of the wetware in order to change the nature of humans from people like yourself and me, who are Homo sapiens, to the so-called Homo slave wetware, which of course is proven in that the slaves give complete docility towards authority. You'd think that with the Jewish bankers and Scottish Rite Freemason bankers having penurized the West, destroyed the prospects for all the students. I mean, in the UK, you get 1 million students a year educated, and I think 46,000 got employed or got internships, which is just free slave labor. The rest are unemployed. You'd think they'd be out burning the country down, hunting down bankers and lynching them. No, they're just docilely Twittering or Facebooking or looking online or playing their video games, which of course is highly indicative that the lobotomy process has gone from low-level lobotomization to at least medium to high-level lobotomization in the UK and US young generation. This, of course, is wonderful for the controllers and the masters, because, of course, these lobotomized wetware are great for slaves and soldiers and, of course, will accept any privation as long as they can play their computer games and Twitter and Facebook. Basically,
funny,
they've been turned into
really,
babies who just sit around the playpen.
Think of the word. Think of the word, Tim, sitting around twittering.
Yes. And what does a lobotomized victim do when his brain has been turned to mush? He twitters.
Too much. Yeah.
So you can actually understand that the process isn't at its beginning, it's at its end. And what you see in the street, these young people, are fully docilated wetware that have been totally subjugated by Tavistock technology. And of course, with this neuronal network being in a constant state of evolution, they can actually evolve. But of course, they can't evolve if they're playing computer games or following the rigid rules of computers via Twitter and Facebook, because it's very, very simple. Do this, do that, do this, do that. Get emotional feedback from your friends virtually, blah, blah, blah. They're watching their digital TVs, watching the media output of the military-industrial complex, which, of course, is carefully designed lobotomizing packages and packages designed to turn the young wetware into feral killers who will do it remotely via the drones. And, of course, the new digital technology has implants in the form of mobile phones. It has chemical docilation in the form of this Bienvenise broadcasting in the 0 to 20,000 hertz from digital transmitters. Digital radio transmitters in the UK, in every inner city, are broadcasting in this frequency range. So the digital radio transmitters, the digital TV transmitters in every British city, are broadcasting complete control over the chemistry, brain chemistry of the wetware. Strangely enough, I live in a steel room, which I had to build to protect myself from microwave attack. So that isn't something that's affecting me. So I find myself rising in intelligence as the wetware around me devolves into the Rothschild slave state. And what we've achieved now is the oldest Huxley book, Brave New World, where you have different castes of human. You've got the Rothschilds up the top, who of course protect themselves from this technology. You've got their lieutenants, who of course are less protected. You've got the builders, who are basically your mind-controlled slaves, but are the most sycophantic and stupid and obedient of them. And underneath that, you've got your fully zombieized police with their Tetra system, who have no higher mentation and are complete robotic thugs. You've got the general population who are going the same way as the police, but in fact are docilated, so they obey authority on the basic brain stress system level. Their brains have been rewired so that they don't take their orders from the cerebral cortex, from higher mentation.
Right.
They don't even take it from the limbic system, the emotional system, because their reptilian brain, the one that follows ritualized behavior and the submission obedience behavior, this has been hardwired into the rest of their brain to actually hijack them and turn them into the reptiloid type or hive type mind, which you find around you. And of course, any dissident who doesn't watch television in his early years, his parents don't allow him to watch computer games, doesn't...
We've got to wrap it up here. Okay.
With the plan, gets put into a Tavistock psychiatric prison where they can be implanted, and like Obama, who's had his head cut open, you can fill a brain up with implants and turn them into an Obama-like robot. And of course, this is the last resort for the Zionist Empire. Capture someone in a psychiatric prison and turn them into a robot using implants if all the other technology has been avoided due to intelligent parents.
Right. Very good. All right.
I thought you'd like that, Jeff.
Fascinating. We'll put it up for a free listen and let everyone have at it. Thank you, Tim. Take care.
And all the geopolitical people, next show will be pure geopolitics.
Very good. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having me on.
All right.